Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A federal appeals court has ruled that Iowa's law creating a state immigration crime of illegal reentry is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced for now. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis on Friday upheld a lower court's decision to block the law passed by the Republican-led legislature last year. The law allowed state and local officials to arrest and prosecute unauthorized immigrants. The ruling blocks the law pending the outcome of a lawsuit brought by the Justice Department under the Biden administration. However, the DOJ under the current Trump White House could move to drop the case, along with challenges to similar laws in Texas and Oklahoma. The Illinois Supreme Court has denied a man's petition to be released from jail under the Safety Act as he awaits trial. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
DeMarco Watkins Romaine faces attempted murder charges. He was held on $350,000 bond a couple of weeks before cash bail was abolished through the Pretrial Fairness Act. After the law took effect, he argued that his bond no longer applied, so he filed a petition to be released. The state responded with a petition to keep him detained. The appellate court ordered Watkins Romaine released because it said the state took too long to file its detention petition. But the Supreme Court disagreed, saying the state complied with the law. They sent it back to the appellate court, where justices will look at other matters in the case. I'm Alex Degman.
The Davenport School Board is set to vote tonight to fill a vacancy left by Daniel Gosa, who stepped down to serve in the Iowa legislature. The candidates are Jake Ward, Lori Yonka, Andrew Kaufman, and Jeremy Franks. The board needs to temporarily fill the seat from February 5th until the general school board election this fall. Meanwhile, ongoing playground replacement is also on the Davenport School Board agenda tonight. The next phase of maintenance includes Jackson, Garfield, and McKinley Elementary Schools. The cost total $681,000 using physical plant and equipment levy funds. McKinley's playground also has a $50,000 grant from the Scott County Regional Authority. The Illinois Department of Public Health has launched a dashboard for data on firearm-related injuries and violent deaths. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
Dr. Samir Vora, who heads IDPH, calls gun violence a public health crisis. He says the idea is to make information more accessible to the public and to give community leaders ideas to help solve the problem, like youth intervention programs.
A one-size-fits-all solution is often not the best way to do this work. Right? How can you really work with communities? And providing data is a crucial aspect of that.
The dashboard breaks the data down by type of incident, such as homicide or suicide, and includes information about victim demographics. State data going back to 2015 shows violent deaths involving guns were highest among men and people aged 20 to 29. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The route for RAGBRAI will run across a relatively flat stretch of northern Iowa this summer. The Des Moines Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa announced on Saturday the route will start in Orange City and end in Gutenberg, about 30 miles northwest of Dubuque. The seven-day ride includes overnight stops in Milford, Cedar Falls, and Olwine. The 52nd annual RAGBRAI runs from July 19th to the 26th. The 406-mile ride will be RAGBRAI's second shortest ever. I'm Joseph Leahy. This is WVIK News.